This is the playbook.
Let's bring up AJ Anderson. AJ, what question do you have today for Dave?
Now, I currently have a Zoom call that I do every single Thursday at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time. And I wouldn't consider it a nonprofit. I just truly want to serve others' mental health. I don't really know who my target audience should be, because it could be anyone between 25 to 70. I mean, really, it's for everybody, right? But I want to be laser focused. So my main question is, how should I be marketing this? And how should I really go about this?
You know, my suggestion is utilizing the open-minded, open question guide that I have. And I'm going to send that to you, AJ. You know, the world is different today with Clubhouse, with IG, TikTok, all the different platforms. You know, I have over almost 67,000 people today registered for training on the webinar, let alone the thousands of people on all the other platforms that we're utilizing. But what you want to do is find the open minds. And, you know, whether it's in person, on the phone, via email, traditional media, or social media, you want to find those open minds per the topic in which you have expertise or you want to empower. So if it's mental health or happiness, then ask people today, how do you feel? What are you doing today to be happy, to increase your mental stability and health? What do you like about it? What don't you like about it? And then would it help you if? And then if you can get to accordance or that accommodation or that synergy of how you could be of service or value according to mental health or happiness, then you can come with the exponential factor, which is, do you know anyone that could help me? I'm looking for. So I don't look for specific demographics and avatars of sex, size, shape, and smell. I simply look for open minds. And I also remember and recollect one thing. That everyone on earth, and I know people can be shocked, so listen to the second part of my statement. Everyone on earth has an open mind at a certain time. Some people have an open mind the majority of the time. Some people have a closed mind the majority of the time. But even if we can find a closed mind that is open for a short amount of time, we can have the exact same statistical success with learning what they're doing today according to their happiness or mental health, or according to their brand, or according to their podcast, speaking, writing a book, whatever it may be. We can find out emotionally what they like and they don't like. And now we've given an open door to an open mind to see how we could be of service or value. And if we can walk through that door of precium, of price and value, of how we can be of service or value in that context, we now can ask the exponential factor of, do you know anyone that could help me? And allowing them to guide you to more people with open minds, open hearts, and open hands. And I will tell you, for those people that are dealing in mental health, addiction, happiness, like AJ, that this understanding of an open mind is quintessential to your success. Because if someone has a closed mind and does not want to change, they don't want to take that misunderstanding and make it an understanding to meet people where that, to understand what they're listening for, to go ahead and take action to create those changes, then you are just utilizing your time ineffectively with inefficient manner, because it will take over 1,000 times the time, emotion, and value to re-engineer a closed mind that doesn't want to listen or change comparatively to what you're seeking out, AJ, the open minds, the open hearts, the open-handed community that wants to not only help, not only be helped, but they know people who can help and be helped as well, which will build that community on Thursdays at 7 o'clock for you. I highly encourage you. I will send everyone, by the way, that wants an open-ended, open-minded guide. I'll send them the branding guide. I'll send them the 5 daily practices, all for free. Just email me if you want to apply for your employee retention credit at the same time. Just put it all in the email, what list of stuff you want. I almost said the S word. What list of stuff you want, david@dmeltzer.com. This applies to so many different opportunities, options, and touches of favor. The open-minded guide, I've been sending it out for years. So please reach out to me. Thank you so much, AJ.